The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You may have heard about this plan to change traffic in Dublin. So the capital city would see a situation pertaining where the quays would be radically altered. There'd be very little traffic up north or south quays, predominantly just cycles and buses, that you would then have College Green converted into a fully pedestrianised centre. The whole thing, all very picturesque and so forth. Questions about how it would impact on business, and particularly how it would businesses like car parks. Minister of State with Responsibility for Business, Employment and Retail, Emer Higgins, has said she's going to ask Dublin City Council to pause the upcoming transport plan that is due to come into effect next month because of concerns about exactly that impact on what it would do to jobs and retail sales in the city. And she joins me now. Minister, usually when these kind of things get mooted, what people will tell you is that it is useful to business because you get a nicer environment for people to spend time in and wander in and out of shops and therefore spend more money. You don't accept that?
Well, that's what we all want to get to. I suppose, as you know, and as you've said, I'm Minister with Responsibility for Retail. And at my first retail forum, which I chaired, number one issue of concern to retailers was the Dublin City Transport Plan. And I acted on those concerns by setting up a meeting with Dublin City Council and the retail forum. We had that meeting last week, and this morning I had a follow-up meeting, and I found them really productive because that's what I'm asking for here. That's actually been my ask to Dublin City Council, is for meaningful engagement, because I want us to get this right and I want us above all else to protect jobs while we strive to get it right.
Did you have a meeting with the Green Party?
No, I had a meeting with the Retail Forum, and I had a meeting after the Retail Forum. We had a separate meeting then where we invited retailers, Dublin City Council and the National Transport Authority to the table. I mean, really, this is all about discussing the concerns that were escalated to me. I suppose I'm the Minister with Responsibility for Retail. So when members of the Retail Forum come to you with very valid and legitimate concerns that they feel aren't being listened to, I felt it was my job to give them a platform with Dublin City Council that they could sit down together, initiated a meeting where they sat down together around the table and had a very fruitful discussion, and I'm satisfied that that went well.
Now, the reason I ask obviously about the meeting with the Green Party is the Green Party has been very pro this idea, the Green Party's outgoing leader very pro this idea. Would it not have been diplomatically advisable to get the views of and consensus with your coalition partners on a topic that you know is close to their hearts?
Of course, it's close to their hearts, and it's close to the hearts of anybody who's a Dubliner or who uses Dublin City Centre. And really what I want to do is make sure that we get this right. I mean, I'm not being political here. I'm prioritising the protection of jobs. I want to see it implemented. I just want to see it done right. And I mean, I think that's my responsibility as Minister with special responsibility for retail and business.
So when you say done right, what aspects of it do you think currently are being done wrong?
Sure. Well, the question retailers are asking, I suppose, is Dublin City ready? And what they're saying to me, some retailers are saying, would this be better timed after Christmas? And I suppose I understand their concern there, because they've operated in such uncertainty in these last few years between COVID, the energy prices, a reduction in footfall because of changed working patterns in terms of hybrid and working from home. And that's really had a huge impact in Dublin City Centre footfall. And I suppose they're worried about further uncertainty into the lead up to their busiest season. Other retailers are saying that when this happens, perhaps it should happen on a trial basis, that it be monitored, that it be assessed and adjusted as needed. And I suppose really that they're all agreeing on two things. They're all agreeing that we need to get better at talking to business, and that's one of my key priorities as Minister. And they're also agreeing that we need to look at the data. Right now, Dublin City Traders are doing an economic impact assessment on this plan. And really, I think that data needs to form part of the strategy. And I think that's a pretty reasonable ask.
But as I understand it then, if you look at the material impacts that you see, the things that you feel need to be changed, essentially it's timing. It's due after Christmas rather than before. That's the central issue.
No. What I'm saying is some retailers are saying that, and others are saying that when it happens, it should happen on a trial basis. And I suppose that's the difference between the theory of a plan and what a plan looks like in practice and potential unforeseen consequences.
I don't mean to be pedantic, but what I'm trying to establish is it that you're looking at a certain area and saying, no, let's not pedestrianise College Green. Let's not make that a left turn. Let's not turn Pierce Street into a semi two-way street. Or is it just that you're saying, yep, yeah, okay, the overall plan we're all right with, but let's do it after Christmas and take a suck it and see approach so that after 6 weeks we can check if it's working?
different retailers are saying different things.
And but what are you saying?
It's so important that we, well, I'm saying that we need their voice in this discussion.
But you had their voice, you met them. What are you now saying as a function of that?
What I'm saying is it's now over to Dublin City Council to use their feedback to shape the plan. And right now we know that Dublin City Traders are doing an economic impact assessment on this. And that's going to be good raw data that I think will help us form part of that strategy going forward.
But does that mean, therefore, that at the moment you are you're disinterested when it comes to the actual plan itself? You do not have a view?
I have a view. I have a view that we need to decongest Dublin City. Absolutely. That is absolutely a policy priority.
But as to the method we apply to do that, you don't have a view?
Yeah. No, my view is we need to do it in a way that protects jobs, and that's why we need to listen to what the retailers have to say. We had some really good discussions this week and last week with retailers and Dublin City Council. It's up to Dublin City Council now to use that feedback to shape the plan. I have to be respectful of their mandate. That's their role. My role here was to bring the retailers' concerns to the decision-making table. I've done that. I found that it was a very productive meeting. I thought it went very well. Retailers are telling
but,
me...
But I'm sorry to cut across, Minister. What I'm trying to get a handle of is the tangibles out of that so people can wrap their heads around it. You said that in discussion with retailers that the issue of pausing it till after Christmas came up and the issue of doing it as a trial. You described it as productive. You said they had great insights. I think people would love to know the insights.
Sure. So some of the insights, for example, were deliveries of medicine to pharmacies where they get a number of deliveries throughout the day. Some of the questions were in relation to the actual time frame that it operates from in terms of 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's the kind of concerns I'm talking about, which I think are really easy to address if we have discussions about them. And those discussions have kicked off now last week. I think they've been really productive. And I really do hope that we're going to get a win for everybody here, get to a situation where this plan is rolled out, and it's rolled out in a way that protects jobs. Because as Minister with responsibility for retail and employment, that's my key priority. It's protecting jobs in our city centre, making sure that we have a vibrant city centre.
It's a bit of an indictment of Dublin City Council, really, isn't it?
No, not at all. I mean, I think really what it's an indictment of is perhaps consultations that we often use up and down the country. I think we need to get better at talking to business. And that's going to be one of my key priorities as Minister. I mean, logging on to an information portal, that's not always the way to do it. Sometimes you need to sit down around a table and tease things out.
So was there no consultation on this?
There was the online portals. There was absolutely consultation on this. But what I'm talking about is meaningful engagement, a two-way discussion where you're in front of decision makers and having an impact. Because at the end of the day, businesses, I think, have a pretty legitimate right to ask that they be considered for any big changes that happen in their city.
But therein, I would have thought, lies the indictment. I mean, what you've just said is that these businesses had meaningless consultation systems set up with Dublin City Council and that they didn't get to directly engage with decision makers. It's hard to see that as anything other than an indictment.
Well, now, in fairness, I don't expect Dublin City Council to sit down with a couple of thousand people one-on-one to have discussions. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is when you're dealing with retailers, with traders in Dublin City Council, they're a huge stakeholder. And I'm really glad that Dublin City Council made the time and made the effort to sit down and engage with them directly, both last week and this week, because I think that's a productive way of doing business.
But only because you required it, as I understand it. Is that it?
I did request it. I didn't require it. That wouldn't be in my remit, but I did request it. And Dublin City Council were absolutely happy to do so. And I think that's progress. What we want to do here is we want these plans to work. We want to bring everybody with us on that. The best way of doing that is by having genuine dialogue. I mean, what traders are saying is very reasonable, especially when it comes to looking at that economic impact assessment, that we look at the data, that we consider it.
But that seems extraordinary.
That data, when we have that.
Indeed, but a plan of this scale with this level of impact on Dublin City, and what you're essentially saying as the Minister of State with responsibility for business, employment and retail is that there wasn't real material consultation, that the portals that were set up were meaningless, to use your phrase, that people that's what you
sorry,
said.
No, Anton,
that they
that
didn't
was
get
your phrase,
no,
not
no, no,
mine.
No, no, you said it wasn't
I said
meaningful.
Meaningful.
You said
I
it
said
was not meaningful, that is meaningless.
Is what we've had this week and last week. And I'm really pleased that that's happened, because I think that's how you shape decisions. And retailers and traders in Dublin City are a huge part of our city. We want to make sure that we're protecting jobs. We want to make sure we're protecting the vibrancy of the city. And I'm really pleased is that there has been.
But that's
really
the point that I'm. That's the point that I'm going to, Minister.
Too.
It seems extraordinary that Dublin City Council could enter into a plan of this scale and, as you say, not allow such a significant group of stakeholders access to the decision makers who are making that decision until such time as you, as Minister, intervened. I would have thought that's an indictment of the City Council.
So there are consultations that happen by city councils and county councils up and down the country, day in and day out and week in and week out. And that's a huge part of consultative way of doing business. But I suppose my point is, on a plan this big, where after the consultation, a key stakeholder still felt that their concerns hadn't been addressed, then of course I think it's appropriate that Dublin City Council sit down with that key stakeholder to address their concerns, and I was happy to facilitate that. And I would like to thank Dublin City Council for their engagement on this, because I think they have been really, really productive.
But is there not a lesson in it then for the City Council? Is there not a message for them from you to say, look, let's never get into a situation again where your consultative process is so flawed that it is not meaningful, to use your exact language, for those stakeholders, and that they don't feel that they can get in front of decision makers?
There's a lesson in this for all of us, and that is that we need to get better at talking to businesses. And that's something that I'm really prioritising as Minister. You'll be aware that in the last number of months, we've now launched our 15-point business plan. Part of that is the SME test that we're rolling out to make sure that policies, that statutory instruments, that cabinet decisions, that any of these are looked at from a small and medium business enterprise lens. And I think that's really positive. And I will be encouraging everybody to use that SME test going forward, because we need to make sure that we always have an eye to our economy. It's great that we're doing so well in terms of jobs. We're almost at full employment. That's positive. But we can't take that for granted. We need to always be mindful to protect jobs. And that's my role as Minister in this.
Have you had any meetings with representatives of pedestrians or cyclists?
So my meetings were with the Retail Forum, which is a group that I chair. It's specific on retail. And as I said, the retailers felt that their concerns hadn't been addressed thus far. And that's why I requested a special meeting of the Retail Forum with Dublin City Council. So that's the context as to why it was retailers.
But you didn't. The other stakeholder groups that would benefit or be impacted by this, whether it be motorists, whether it be rail users, whether it be pedestrians, whether it be cyclists, you didn't have meetings with them.
Well, let's be clear. I'm Minister with responsibility of retail. I chaired my first retail forum, and this is the number one issue of concern of retailers. I think it would have been remiss of me if I did not act on those concerns by escalating them to Dublin City Council. That's what I've done. And I think we've had some really meaningful engagements this week and last week.
So does that
mean, I think that's a positive for Dublin City.
Does that then mean that Dublin City Council may be facing a situation where junior ministers with responsibility for transport, junior ministers with responsibility for the environment, junior ministers with responsibility for rail services, they all drag their respective stakeholder groups in front of the City Council to rehash an existing consultative process?
I think it's pretty important that retailers, who are the fabric of our Dublin City centre streetscape, that they are included in decisions. And I'm absolutely satisfied that if retailers in the retail forum, which I chair, had a major concern with this, that needed to be escalated to Dublin City Council. And Dublin City Council, as I said, have engaged really productively with on this. I fully respect their mandate here. And I suppose my job is to make sure that the impact on businesses is taken into account. That's the concern I escalated this week and last week.
Well, I suppose the question that I'm wondering is, the same could be said for hoteliers, the same could be said for restaurateurs, the same could be said for cyclists, the same could be said for pedestrians, the same could be said for motorists. There is a consultative process so that each of these stakeholder groups don't end up individually in front of the City Council. You seem to have set a precedent for those to say, maybe we should get in touch with our Minister of State just like the business people did.
Well, I think we need to get better at engaging with businesses. And when businesses are coming to you and saying that they're concerned about footfall, they're concerned about potential job losses, that's my responsibility as Minister to act on those concerns, escalate those concerns to the decision-making body here, in this case is Dublin City Council, and ask that those concerns be looked at in the context of a plan this significant, which does have an impact on Dublin City Centre traders. I mean, they're the facts on this. It's over to Dublin City Council now, I suppose, as to what happens next. But I am really satisfied that we did have positive engagements both last week and also again this morning. I suppose the meeting today was all about putting the concerns of retailers on the table, Dublin City Council hearing their worries, understanding their perspectives, and understanding that the perspective they're coming from is all about jobs. And as Minister, that's my priority. I mean, we're all on the same page in terms of wanting to reduce congestion in Dublin City Centre. We all want to get there, but we all want to get this right as well. And I suppose retailers were telling me that their perspective and that their concerns weren't being heard. So I facilitated a meeting to tease that out. I think that's a good way of doing it.
Well, a lot of texts agreeing with you about business people being unable to get in front of the decision makers in the City Council. I'm a jewellery rep needing to get close to my customer shops with samples for security and weight of the sample reasons. No thought whatsoever being given to business or supplier needs getting in and out of town safely. Very frustrating. Another, there's a lesson in this for everyone. Plans are made without any real input from stakeholders. And on that thing, a text to say, what about freeing up the city? What about the environment? What about letting people live in the city and not a huge car park of a city? What about the people, Minister? And I suppose that goes to the question, should all of those now be seeking a similar audience with Dublin City Council?
Listen, it's up to interest groups as to what they want to do for themselves. But I suppose as Minister with responsibility for retail, when retailers were coming to me and saying they had serious concerns in relation to footfall in Dublin City Centre and in relation to jobs and in relation to logistics like deliveries, I think it would have been remiss of me not to put those concerns on the table of the decision makers. Dublin City Council are the decision maker here. I fully respect that. And what I've asked them to do is listen to businesses. And I'm satisfied that between this morning's meeting and the meeting last week, that they have really good discussions going on with businesses now. And it's up to Dublin City Council to decide what happens next.
Do you think they have a solution to the footfall issue? Because it seems to be central.
Well, I suppose part of the reason that footfall is down is the change in people's working patterns in terms of hybrid working and working from home. And it's hard, I suppose, to change that. That's the new pattern that we're operating in. But what we want to do is make sure that changes to Dublin City Transport aren't in any way, I suppose, endangering footfall or putting people off going into the city centre. Like, what we want is a really vibrant capital city. We all want that.
Eimear Higgins, thank you very much. That is Minister Eimear Higgins. She is the Minister of State with responsibility for business, employment and retail.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.